Welcome to My Morning Channel with Chris Wiltsy, channeling the good news of the higher realm every day. Just a note, the following is a direct channeling from my higher self, which may refer to me in the third person or as Christina, but rest assured it comes from a place that doesn't necessarily have to exist in this world, but kind of sees time in a totally different way. Hopefully you can get some wisdom from it, and maybe you can go and try and talk to your own higher self. Enjoy. Thanks. So we want to talk today about the aspect of access. Access is a very interesting concept because imagine that your experience sits on the top of the ocean. Imagine that your spiritual development, that all of your daily interactions, that your interactions with people, as you live in a comfort zone and as you are kind of continually living within the same routines, the same location, the same medicine of place, the same different medicines that you have, what ends up happening is that, you know, whatever surrounds you every day within that ocean is kind of, you know, whatever is there. Or take the same analogy, tweak it just a little bit, and imagine that your experience is the sum total of your life on a desert island. When we believe that we are separate from other people, it does have a feeling as if we are marooned on separate desert islands, all separate from one another. And sometimes when we have a family or we have something like that, our islands are closer together. They are in the same vicinity or the same archipelago. They are in a experience in which we are able to see people on their island, but our minds, they act very much like our own desert island. And so access on your desert island is limited in this separated state, or this perception of a separated state. Access is limited to whatever washes up on your shore. When you start practices such as meditation or other things like this, then access becomes incredibly important, because what it does is it gives you more and more opportunities to learn. So access is important and valuable because it gives you a wide range and variety of different issues to heal, trauma to heal, wounds to open up so that you can heal. That's one way of looking at it. Or if you are a scientist or of that background, it gives you more surface area in which to explore or dissolve, as opposed to it just being the surface of the ocean in which the only surface you have is the ocean. It allows you to dive deep into that ocean to access anything that you can. There are a number of different spiritual practices that highly depend on the ability to gain access to the deepest parts of your subconscious. Hypnosis is one that does this. Rapid transformational therapy is an example of something that uses the mind to regress in order to dredge up pieces of your subconscious that you may have forgotten, since memory is effectively acts as a black sludge on the top or in a layer or a strata of the ocean. Memory, anything you remember could be conscious or could be made conscious. Anything you do not remember or is subconscious, it's kind of below this dark, viscous black layer within the sea of your memory and the sea of your experience. Anything that sits below that is the subconscious. And the practice of hypnosis will regress you so that you go and you find yourself below that layer and you're able to swim around in that. Vipassana is a Buddhist practice. It is a modern interpretation or a lineage that has been brought forward from one of the teachings of the Buddha, and it is an interpretation of the practice of the Buddha for attaining enlightenment. Vipassana, as taught by S.N. Goenka, talks about using the body to gain access. So in the process of Vipassana, you develop the focus and concentration necessary in order to hone in on the subtlety of sensation that exists within your body. The more you focus, the more you concentrate, the more access you have to the deepest parts, the parts that aren't just coming up at the surface, but the ability to deeply penetrate with your mind into the sensations that exist within your own body, but also then within your own mind. And then equally, A Course in Miracles is a practice that calls for forgiveness of all things, for the ability to see the perfection and love that exists behind the illusory world. This is similar to some Hindu practices as well. The Vipassana and Course in Miracles are very similar in the sense that they are asking you to be equanimous and loving to everything that arises within you. This is not good and this is not bad. It is all worthy of your attention to be equanimous with, to be unbiased, to be not unmoved by, but aware of, very aware of. The Course in Miracles asks that you forgive continually. And yet when you forgive things in your comfort zone, in this top layer of the ocean, in this consciousness, anything that comes within your routine or your daily life, there is not so much there to forgive eventually. There is not so much there to see as perfect, because it is the things within your experience that cause you disturbance, that disturb your peace, in which the greatest forgiveness lessons are learned. If you were to forgive your plant, or your cat, or your dog, or your tapestry, or your computer, or all of these things, any of these things, they don't quite do the same impact. They do not have the same impact as other things could have for gaining access the deepest lessons that you can have. If we live on the surface of the reality, then the surface of the reality is the spiritual depth that we will attain. Therefore, we go out, we venture out into the world, which is a projection of our own mind. We explore the landscape just as we do in dreams. We explore the outer landscape and we say, I want to have access to the lessons that I need in this life. And so for those of us who seem to be moving at a breakneck speed through the spiritual development of their life, it is a matter of saying, not only are you just experiencing what is on the surface, but you are deeply diving into the depths of the ocean in order to gain your experience. And sometimes it feels like drowning. Sometimes it feels as if you have gained access to too much and there are too many lessons. And then the mind tries to grab onto them and it says, oh, it's this, it's oh, it's that. But when we get into these situations in which access to all doors feels to be open, or so many more seem to be open, then it is just extremely important that we recognize that there is no need to classify or determine or have knowledge of the process that we are undertaking. In fact, the more subconscious it is, the better it is, because the less likely you are to decide that you need to suffer in your process. So access, whether that is going and venturing out, meeting new people, putting yourself out of your comfort zone, or developing greater focus and attention, are all very key and important parts of any spiritual practice, no matter what it is. The ability to create the stillness and the ability to expose yourself to different people that will bring up different experiences within you, that will bring up different feelings within you. This is a very important aspect of any spiritual practice, and we highly recommend it. Thank you. Hey y'all. So I wanted to do something a little bit different today, just because I realized that I listened back to my channels and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember when I learned that. And it's like, I'm not going to lie, it feels a little bit insane to listen to your own voice and be like, oh, thank you for teaching me that. But maybe we kind of do that anyway. Anyway, the reason that I want to do an extra part of this is because I kind of want to give you my real life physical experience that I have with the lessons that my higher consciousness is giving us. So on the subject of access, this is really interesting for me because I've studied a lot of different spiritual practices, methodologies, theologies, theories, anything you want to call them. And one of the things that I consistently see is almost considered the main course of a lot of spiritual practice, especially non-traditional, is that basically what I see is that there is this need to be able to gain access to yourself, like your deeper self, right? Because, you know, I can honestly say, especially during the pandemic, I feel as if, you know, the people and things that I come across in my daily life are not necessarily that different. But at the same time, what ends up happening is that it seems like now your own house is basically made into like this kind of pressure cooker in which, you know, you're gaining access to these deep kind of unhappiness inside of you, maybe. Or for me, it's been a really interesting experience of like, it's not so much everybody else, it's actually myself, like crazy anxiety and like seeing all these different things. It's like, it's amazing to me because I feel like access, you could say access is like, hey, go travel and go meet all these people. And yeah, that's going to be a really great way to gain access to different karmic lessons, to gain access to different people and to bring different things up. But, you know, that kind of having traveled extensively as a backpacker, that can also kind of be a surface level experience, right? Like it's very, very rare that, well, actually, no, that's not true now that I think about it. You know, unless you go with a single person, like unless you go backpacking with a person and you guys spend a long time together and then, you know, you get left in a hotel in the middle of Laos, which is one, the occasion that I'm thinking of, sick, very sick. It's not so much about, it's almost like it doesn't matter what you do. If you're ready to go deep, you're going to go deep. But the ability to recognize that you're going deep is important. It's kind of a twofold thing, right? You have to have the awareness that you are accessing deeper parts of yourself. And honestly, I think that there probably is a very good chance that you could just deny deeper access to yourself. So Vipassana meditation is one of the things that my higher consciousness talks about this. And in the first 3 days of a 10-day silent retreat for Vipassana, you are just trying to gain sensitivity to your sensations. So you're literally watching your breath, and then you watch your breath, and you watch your breath, and you watch literally 10 hours a day for the first 3 days. So for 30 hours in 3 days, you watch the sensations of your breath going in and out of your body, and then eventually going in and out of your nose, right? So in and out of your nose, and then you start to feel the heat that the breath has on your nose when it goes out of your body and the coolness when it comes in. And then you start to feel the tingling on like your nose hairs, and like the sensitivity just gets more and more refined. And as you go through the whole 10-day experience, and this was my experience, which I should really say very strongly is just my experience, and everybody experiences it differently. You know, the instructions, I'll say that the instructions kind of indicate that the more you do this, and this is my experience as well, the more sensitive you become to the sensations of your body, but actually the more able you are to penetrate deep into your body. So the way that the teacher describes it is that, you know, oh, I'm going to feel like something on the surface of my body. And then I can start to feel like a little bit deeper, like just underneath the skin. And then I can start to feel my organs. And then you just keep going and going and going and going until you literally like go inside the atomic structure of your body. Some people do. Or some people go to the point where it just all dissolves completely because you get to the spaces between the atoms in your body. And, you know, I think that that's access in its most pure form, is that, right? Is like, I'm going to just keep penetrating into my experience deeper and deeper and deeper. And, you know, in Vipassana in particular, the deeper you go, the more hard and difficult the sensations are to kind of unwind. The more impactful they are, the more kind of just really deeply etched inside your body. And I think that when we talk about access, and when my higher consciousness talks about access, it's important to recognize that letting experience come to you when you're ready to go deep is just the best thing that you can do, right? Like, it's just the best thing that we can all do, is to ensure that we are open to the experience when it's ready. I was talking to someone a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, I was giving them a reading, and they had a very deep childhood experience, and it was sitting right in their field. Like, it was just like right there. Right. And it was an incredibly deep experience. It was something that had roots that went extremely deep into this person's karmic matrix, etheric matrix. And like, which is kind of the pieces that knit everything together. And, you know, that person just needed the tiniest push, and they literally were able to uproot a tree that had been there for themselves and their ancestors for, I mean, just tens of generations. And being open to the experience, having awareness that you are going into a period of deep processing and you're going to be able to access things that normally you can't, is like a real gift. It really is. I mean, just imagine having to, like, you know, what we used to, you know, having to like eat a cake by just scraping off the top layer of it all the time. It's like, yeah, let's take a big, huge, deep bite of this cake. Thanks, y'all. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening to My Morning Channel with me, Chris Wiltsy, and also me, My Higher Consciousness. Please share this with any friends who you think may enjoy it. Like us or subscribe on whatever podcast platform you use. And give us a review. Give us some stars. That would be great. Thanks so much. Look forward to this almost every day if you would like to subscribe. Have a wonderful Choose to Be Happy day.